I'm so glad you called me. Come here, come in my arms. Oh, there we go. It's okay, it's okay. Let it out. Let it all out. Just let me hold you, okay? I really do mean that. Well, I'm proud of you for calling me. I know it's hard for you. It must not have been very easy. Yeah, I get that. I know, I know. You've got anxiety issues, and that's okay. Shh. No, no, it's fine. You don't have to hold back. Not with me. I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to help, okay? Here. You're gonna have to lean down a little bit, but rest your head on my shoulder. I'll stroke your hair. There you go. Relax for me. You sounded so upset over the phone. I'm relieved I didn't encounter any police on the way here. I do have a lead foot on the best day. I'm pretty sure I would have gotten a ticket with how fast I was going. No. No, don't worry, it's fine. There wasn't any traffic. It is pretty late after all. Oh, it's okay. Even if there were flashing lights in my rearview mirror, I would have stopped only when I reached your doorstep because I'm a crazy person. Nothing would have stopped me from getting to you. Not when you sounded like that. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you even more emotional. It's the truth, though. I feel like I honestly would have driven through hell to have you in my arms right now. Just how you are. You mean the world to me, and nothing it throws at me would slow me down. Yes. I really mean that. You are such a special person to me. You're my best friend. I'd do anything for you. Well, I could hear you needed somebody right now, and I wanted to be that person. I really did. It was important to me. Oh, honey, seriously, I selfishly want to be here for you. So you are not being a burden. I am doing what I want. This is where I want to be, okay? Tell you what. I can be your ears, and you can talk, or we can just sit in silence while I stroke your hair. Whatever you're more comfortable with. Sure. We can talk, but first I want you to take a deep breath and try to tell me what's wrong, okay? Can you go slow for me? Okay. Oh. Well, it's okay. Yeah, it does sound like a lot, baby, but I'll tell you what. We can get through this, okay? We can make it. Yes, we. I told you I'm here for you and that I'll do whatever it takes to help you feel better. I want to be by your side. Seriously, no matter how long it takes, okay? Good. And thank you for telling me all of that. I know it's difficult. Well, dealing with what you're feeling right now, and while I don't know exactly what you're going through, I can understand it to a certain degree, right? That shared human experience. I'm not going to lie and tell you that this will all fix itself or that this will pass, but I want you to know that if you'll let me, I'm going to be here, okay? Day or night, rain or sunshine, I'm here. And we can make it. It won't be easy, but nothing in life worth doing is, okay? I know. Shh. I know it's hard. But I also know that you can be strong. That you are strong. Well, asking for help was actually strong. Yes, you're not bottling it all up and just hiding. I know. I know. You're going to be able to do this. You might not have the skill yet, but I know you can learn. Well, you've already overcome so many things in the past that other people find you an inspiration, whether you believe it or not. It just all seems easy in the rearview mirror. Someday, this thing will seem small too. You are. Listen to me. You are this image of strength and compassion. I know. Sometimes I feel down too. But I have a great friend, and you're here for me. Yeah. Think about the people that love you, that care for you. And think of all the times you've been there for them, how you have positively affected their lives, you know? You don't fix it. You don't storm in and assume that you can make it all better, but you're there. You stand by them. And you definitely brighten my day whenever you saunter into it. You have no idea what you mean to me, do you? Yes, to me. No. I'm not going to say it. I don't want to confuse you more than you already are. No. You're lost right now, and saying it would just make it worse. You... I think we both need a clearer mind. Fine. I guess I kind of said too much already anyway. Okay, here goes. I love you more than a best friend normally would. If you know what I mean. I've loved you for so long. When I got fired from my job, you were there. You held me. You listened to me cry and vent for hours without trying to fix it. And you never complained. Do you remember that time I couldn't afford to buy food? And who showed up at my door with a bag full of groceries? You. I didn't tell you this, but I cried so hard that night. It meant so much to me to see that I mattered to someone. When I was going through that dark period in my life and I felt worthless, many of my friends, you know, they just sort of drifted away. Not because they're cruel, but because they couldn't handle it. But you didn't. You stayed. You stayed. I love you. And I want to be more than best friends. I want to be with you. To show you the same compassion and love that you have showed me before. I want to be there when the sun comes back out after a somber night to see you smile, just like you did for me. I want to be part of your happy. I want us to be happy. You do? You feel the same? But I... Why didn't you tell me? Oh, but I wouldn't have pushed you away either. I would have said yes. Oh, God. You're right. In retrospect, it makes sense. But I would have totally said yes. I'd like that, if you want. I feel... terrible for telling you this now when you're hurting, but I do. I promise to be here by your side no matter what you say next, okay? It won't change anything between us if you say no, if you want to mostly just be good friends, and yes, you do. I'm sorry. Oh, I should. Wow. I can't believe it. I've had dreams about doing that, and it's It's finally happening. Thank you. But I think the best thing to do now is to just cuddle on the couch and try to relax together. Yeah, my top priority right now is helping you get back on your feet. coaxing a smile from that cute face of yours. The smile that I fell in love with. Oh, you are in trouble. The cheesy romantic one-liners are just starting. I've read so much smut, I have many of them. I have all night to tell them to you because I'm sleeping over. Of course I am. I'm not leaving you. Especially now that I know you love me too. I want to stay. Good. I like it when you let me win. We can talk about us later, but for now, come sit on the couch with me and I'll order some takeout later. That's it. Relax and follow my lead, okay? Nothing kinky, I promise. Breathe in. And exhale. Good job. Shh, it's okay. Just keep breathing slowly like that. I'll play with your hair. Yeah, you can fall asleep. And I'll stay with you in my arms. And we can wake up later if you want. Our first morning. Knowing that we share a love. A love we were reluctant to speak of. Great. Then let yourself drift off. Oh, I'm not going anywhere, I promise. But I might steal a kiss. Plant one or two on your cheek. Or your forehead while you sleep peacefully. You'd like that, huh? Then you won't mind if I attacked you with a few kisses? How's that for a start? Oh, you prefer it on the lips. Getting cheeky, are we? Yeah. I prefer that too. I'm glad you liked it. Now get some rest. It's been a long day. That's right. Drift off from me, my love. I'll never leave you, I promise. You make me so happy when you say that. So hungry. Yeah, I'm starving too. It does take a toll on a soul, letting it all out, doesn't it? Well, I was thinking I could order some Chinese food. What do you think? Oh, great. Well, we could watch some TV while eating and then stay all tangled up here on the couch. Nice, warm, fuzzy blanket. Yeah? There it is, your smile. Don't smile for me because I want it, but fuck, I am thrilled to see you smile. Okay, we'll just sit together and I'll grab my phone and I'll call some takeout.